Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
When you're traveling east back to Louisiana, you cross that big old bridge hanging over the Sabine, and everything changes. Nah, it doesn't. Ain't a thing changes. Politicians drew those lines. People that got drew those lines. Those lines don't mean a thing to everybody else who lives there. That's just a big old river. People talk about the great migrations, as Cajuns ran from the flood of 27, as Creoles who'd help win the war hoped to find a job in some oil field west of Acadia. But the way we sometimes talk about Texas and Louisiana, it's as if something magic begins at the river's edge, sweeping west like the myth that made America itself. But the character of Texas, like that of its music, owes less to political boundaries than to the openness of that coastal prairie, the Lapland. The gamblers and the ramblers and their mothers and their brothers and sisters have roamed for generations, out west to Grand Texas, forever drifting back home to the porches of Lafayette and Eunice, traveling back and forth forever. In Port Arthur, Texas, there's a tombstone that reads Parrain de la musique Cajun, the godfather of Cajun music. It is the resting place of Harry Schotes. But his spirit, born on the bayou, remains very much alive. It connects us to the land and to each other. The French Connection. I'm David Brown of Texas Music Matters, the music journalism unit at Public Radio's KUT and KUTX in Austin. It's often asked whether the music of Texas is truly unique. You could answer yes, but frankly, it's a lot more complex than that answer sounds. What makes the music of Texas singular is that it's a constantly roiling stew seasoned with the flavors brought in by our ancestors, the Germans, the Mexicans, the Africans, the Czechs, the Scots, and of course, those Cajuns and Creoles with whom we share the land. Historian and musicologist Gary Hartman has asked, would Janis Joplin have been the same raw, gutsy blues singer if she'd been raised on a farm in Nebraska instead of in the Golden Triangle of the Texas Gulf Coast, where the blues, R&B, Cajun, Zydeco, and honky-tonk of English and French-speaking blacks and whites still blend together in the roadhouses, juke joints, and dance halls?
We tend to think of Louisiana as this very distinctive, exotic place. And if you look at the popular stereotype of Louisiana, it seems to have nothing in common with the popular stereotype of Texas.
Author and musicologist Roger Wood.
Yet there's this really large piece of real estate extending east and west from the river where all that is just blurred and mixed up. And the kind of musicians like, say, Marsha Ball or the Gourds or many other people who ended up in Austin for good reason, that blurring of the genres, which seems to come naturally for them because of who they are and where they've lived and what they've been influenced by and the music that's spoken to them and the music that they've created that's spoken to other people, it's because way back when, among certain working class people, that state line was nothing but a bridge. That's all it was. It was just a bridge you had to cross over to get to the gig or to get to the factory job or to get to the place where your family could start a new life, even though you weren't cutting ties with where you came from.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a fish.
Hank Williams was no Cajun, though he spent considerable time in Shreveport performing on radio's famous Louisiana Hayride. That wasn't Cajun country, either. Somewhere along the way, no doubt along the circuit where he played shows, he came across the Thibodeaux and the Fontenots, who figure prominently in the lyrics of his biggest hit.
Jumbo line, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Though it's believed that a musician from Beaumont named Moon Mullican may have had a hand in co-writing, the credits list Williams only. And so the true origins of the song are lost to history. But this much seems pretty apparent. Somewhere along the way, Hank Williams heard the song you're about to hear, though by all indications, he had no idea what they were singing about.
T'en allais à Grand Texas. Pour t'en aller, toi tout seul à Grand Texas. Criminel, comme on va faire, mais moi tout seul. Il m'a quitté pour t'en aller, pour t'en aller. Il m'a quitté pour t'en aller. Pour t'en aller, toi tout seul à Grand Texas. Criminel, comment on va faire, mais moi tout seul. Il m'a quitté pour t'en aller, pour t'en aller. Et Texas!
Grand Texas may be central to our understanding of the French Connection, not just because of its importance to the popularization of the music of this region. It did, after all, directly inspire the song Jambalaya. But because the story is shorthand for the evolution of the music, its lyrics translate into a lamentation for leaving loved ones behind in search of opportunities in Big Texas.
Oh, my sweet Lafayette, how I'm gonna miss you. You feel so good, Lafayette. Now I've come to greet you. Hello, my friends, I've come back again. I couldn't stay away. I was gone only a day, but I'm coming back. Sweet Lafayette, I'm going down to Lafayette. I don't care how long I'm gone, it's so hard to leave you, Lafayette. Now I know where I belong. When that sweet fiddle sounds and Clifton gets down, that music sounds so good to me. I just might dance until three, and I gotta get back to my sweet Lafayette. until dawn. I could dance on and on, doing a two-step in my sweet Lafayette. Take me back, Lafayette, way down the bayou. I'm your girl, Lafayette, and I'm gonna hang around you. Eat that gumbo and roll and tumble and do crazy things every night. Soon I'll be feeling alright when I get back to my sweet Lafayette. When I get back
Lucinda Williams, a native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, from her 1980 album Happy Woman Blues, 8 years later after she moved to Texas. Lucinda Williams struck it big with her self-titled album. What the song Lafayette hints at is a migration pattern that's fairly unique in the American immigration narrative. For the Cajuns and Creoles of southwest Louisiana and southeast Texas, there's a constant back and forth, a perpetual cultural cross-pollination. It happens along what Roger Wood calls the Zydeco Corridor.
Yeah, it's about 200 miles long. It's roughly today I-10 from Houston to just east of Lafayette. The Zydeco Corridor is this little east-west conduit that black Creoles have been fluidly moving along, you know, regardless of state lines. A lot of people think of Zydeco as this specifically Louisiana thing, but like any ethnic group, folks are going to follow jobs.
Always, that's the Zydeco, yeah.
But once they reached the big city, getting heard in the clubs was nearly impossible without plugging in and turning it up. And suddenly, the music of the bayou was transformed into something new, louder, electric. And an old expression heard in various Creole folk songs, les haricots sont pas salés, literally, the beans are not salty, also underwent an urban metamorphosis. Non-francophones in Texas heard los haricots as Zolago or Zydeco.
I know Zydeco. All right, I know.
After World War II, when black Creole servicemen came home and no longer were willing to be sharecroppers, they tended to migrate to where the work was. And in southwest Louisiana, that was towns such as Lafayette and Lake Charles. And in southeast Texas, it was Port Arthur, or Port Arthur, as the folks often say, Beaumont. And then, of course, the big one was what the Cajuns call Grand Texas, Big Houston, you know, where there were so many jobs. And a lot of black Creoles settled up in the Fifth Ward area of Houston because it was close to the Houston Ship Channel and close to the Southern Pacific Rail Line, and there were lots of jobs to be had there.
Coming to Houston, well, it's quite natural you want to find something that, you know, familiarizes you at home.
Step Rideau came to Houston in the 1980s, a Creole teenager looking for a construction job. He connected with others from back home at the church dances where Zydeco music was played. But by the time he reached his 20s, it just wasn't enough. He wanted to connect on a deeper level through the music of his ancestors.
At some point, I went purchasing an accordion. And as a matter of fact, that's it back there. That little horn accordion came from a pawn shop for like $45. I said, if I can learn to play this one, teach myself to play it, I would purchase the professional reel, and that's what happened, Willa. So... And it's a C accordion. And then we'll play the first song that I learned on it, and it goes that.
Steph Rideau now records albums and tours the country as one of the most successful purveyors of Zydeco music today. Again, Roger Wood.
What Chicago was to the blues, the place where these acoustic folk music went and became electric and urban and popularized, Houston is to Zydeco.
Yay! On est parti d'ici la bite des chiens. Are you tous les jours formés? Ça c'est pour d'ici la bite des chats.
Women at. I'm going to Dog Hill, where the pretty women at. Hey, let me just shine.
Born in Lake Charles, Buzu Chavis was crowned the King of Zydeco just a few years before his death in Austin, Texas in 2001. He was 70 years old. Today, Zydeco remains alive and well in clubs like the Big Easy in Houston, on trail rides and church dances in Southeast Texas. And the most distinctive feature, the sound of the accordion, resonates across almost all genres of Texas music. But the accordion almost didn't survive the mashup of Texas and Louisiana influences. We'll tell you about that in just a moment as we travel the musical routes connecting Texas and Louisiana on this special edition of Texas Music Matters, The French Connection. Stay with us. From Austin, I'm David Brown, and you're listening to a special edition of Texas Music Matters, exploring the musical ties that bind Texas and Louisiana, the French Connection. If you're lucky enough to be driving some Saturday night near the Sabine, you might spin the radio dial to the left and come across something that sounds an awful lot like what the Grand Ole Opry might sound like if it rose from the swamps and the bayous of Southeast Texas and Southwest Louisiana. Rendezvous de Cajun is a broadcast live from the Liberty Theater in Eunice, Louisiana, featuring performers from both sides of the river, like Cedric Watson.
Truth is, Texas is the accordion state of America. That's just that, you know, hands down. I'm not saying that because I'm from there, but it's just the truth. We have Tejano, Conjunto, Polka from the Germans, and Polka from the Czechoslovakians, and Polka from the Polish, Cajun, and Zydeco. I mean, Texas is just straight up the accordion state, you know?
But the distinctive sound of the accordion was almost lost, thanks in part and somewhat paradoxically, because of the proximity of Louisiana and Texas.
The Texas Playboys are on the air. Now listen, everybody from near and far, if you want to know who we are, we're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State.
Oh, no.
And if you like the way we play, listen while we try to say,
yes,
we're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State. And all day long, we're gonna sing this song.
Yeah.
If you get this song, you can't go wrong. Oh. Smile, make things right, make you happy from morning till night. with a Texas playboy from a Lone Star State.
To this day, Bob Wills is still the king in the hearts of many Texans. Starting in the 30s, his brand of big band music fused elements of jazz and country and folk songs to form what he called Western Swing. In fact, Bob Wills cast such a shadow over the music of Texas, indeed American popular music in general, that he and a handful of emulators just about killed the most distinctive element of Acadian music, says Barry Onsele, an ethnomusicologist at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
To be quite honest, that process of, you know, Americanization was intensified in some ways by having Texas for a neighbor. For example, in Cajun music, beginning around the 1930s or so, one of the most popular musicians in Louisiana at the time was Bob Wills. In the 30s, there was a proliferation of string bands, and they just about abandoned the accordion in commercial Cajun music in imitation of this huge English-speaking model that we had right next door.
We're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State.
The accordion survived the Texas swing onslaught, but Texas swing did forever change the sound of Bayou country.
First introduced to what we called Cajun swing, which was basically a French Cajun version of Texas swing. Harry Schotts is by far they call him the Cajun king of fiddle swing.
Louis Michaud plays fiddle and sings lead in the Lost Bayou Ramblers.
And he was from Texas, but he performed Jolie Blonde in French, which became like number 4 on the national charts at the time and became a huge, huge hit in French. You know, so it took a Texas person to do that. Even if people don't want to admit it, in Louisiana, the steel guitar, a lot of the fiddle parts, and even the drums and stuff, that came from like jazz in New Orleans and, you know, swing in Texas. And it's all part of Cajun music, if you ask me.
Patraca, les choses apparaissent bien, bien froid.
Lost Bayou Ramblers, part of the French Connection. In focusing on the distinctive styles that have emerged from this region where Texas and Louisiana culturally overlap, it's easy to forget a somewhat obvious truth. This region has never been immune to the musical influences shaping the rest of the world.
Yeah, I got in my first band when I was 18 in Baton Rouge.
Pianist and Grammy-nominated recording artist Marcia Ball was raised in Vinton, Louisiana. She moved to Austin in the early 70s.
I had dropped out of LSU, and there were hippies. And as soon as I saw them, I knew I was going to go find out what was going on. And I was doing Janis Joplin and Grace Slick and Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix. And it was and a little bit of blues. We did some Slim Harpo. And that's when I first did Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor and all the kind of elemental blues stuff that I later did more of.
From a rare copy of her very first album, produced by an admiring Jerry Wexler, no less, here's Marcia Ball from 1972 as leader of the Austin progressive country band Frida and the Fire Dogs.
Easy Rider 8.
Won't you throw your girl out the door? You know I ain't no stranger to you. I've been in your sweet loving arms before. I've been in your sweet loving arms
Marcia Ball playing piano and singing lead in Frida and the Fire Dogs.
With the Fire Dogs, immediately embraced the whole Texas thing. But I find myself now to be still a piano player in a guitar town. What was happening here, and still is, of course, the guitar-based and acoustic guitar-based storyteller mentality. Louisiana said, not to put too simple a focus on it, but that was rhythm and rhythm and blues. What I've always loved is the fact that I got to have both of those things in my life. And although people don't know how to qualify me because I play in Louisiana music and I live in Texas, I've gained from both of those things. I've gotten to play fun, funky dance music with a story.
This hour, we're exploring the French Connection, the ties that bind the music of Southwest Louisiana and Southeast Texas. As Marcia Ball just mentioned, there's something distinctive about the undulating bass lines, the rhythm and blues that informs the sound of this region. It began to achieve prominence in the 1950s among teenage Cajuns and black Creoles, spreading to radio stations in Houston and even further west to San Antonio, finally breaking the national charts long about the time John F. Kennedy was preparing for a presidential run. I love you. Phil Phillips' original Sea of Love, a Swamp Pop classic. It would later be covered by many artists, including Robert Plant's Honey Drippers, whose version would hit number 3 on the charts in 1981. Though Swamp Pop is a fairly obscure genre, its stamp on popular music is surprisingly large. It can be heard in the Rolling Stones cover of a song written by Beaumont's Barbara Lynn. That's Barbara Lynn's original, of course. You can also hear this sound in a song that Donnie and Marie turned into a national smash back in the 70s. A duo called Dale and Grace did the original version, which was a regional hit in 1963.
I'm leaving it all up to you.
But perhaps the most surprising homage to Swamp Pop was a song recorded by the Beatles. In fact, when it was first played on Louisiana radio in 1969, many thought it had to be some local band. Oh, Darlin' was released by the Beatles in 1969 on the album Abbey Road. Swamp pop is not to be confused with that other swampy genre. Truth is, Creedence Clearwater Revival wasn't even from Bayou Country. They were from the San Francisco Bay Area. But the band's fascination with the imagery, mythology, and rhythms of the region helped them create what some have called swamp rock. A far less tenuous pop connection to the sound of the region can be found in Tex-Mex music, especially the songs of the late Baldomar Huerta, better known as Freddy Fender.
I'd like to dedicate this song to my partner, soul partner, Mr. Duck Sound, better known as Sir Douglas Quintet, from San Antonio. Wherever you are, brother. Wasted days and wasted nights, I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
Is it swamp pop, really? Is it Tex-Mex? Is it country music?
Whether it's a conscious effort or whether it just happens organically, you know, they blur the genres.
Again, historian and music folklorist Roger Wood.
They're not trying to stay neatly within some kind of textbook definition of this sound or that sound as much as they're trying to express themselves. And they're pulling from the past and trying to create something new in the present. And they blur those genres. And I think that gets to the heart of the French music experience in Texas, because essentially what gets blurred as a starting point is the state line itself.
Coming up, the present and future of the French Connection as our special edition of Texas Music Matters continues.
Bayou des eaux, screaming for more.
From Austin, I'm David Brown, and this is a special edition of Texas Music Matters. This hour, we're exploring the musical ties that bind Southwest Louisiana and Southeast Texas. We call it the French Connection.
I want to tell you about a dance that's going around.
Slim Harpo recorded the original version of Shake Your Hips in 1966, though on first listen, Harpo's recording sounds much older. It's like that vibe has always been there in the background, inspiring a million odd riffs. When we talk about the region's influence on popular music, we tend to think of those most distinctive traditions, Cajun, Zydeco, the blues. But the culture of the region insinuates itself into popular music in other ways.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
You know, my dad was always talking about certain kinds of music. There was a radio station in this pasture that was between our neighborhood and the mall, and I would always ride my bike through this huge pasture, and there was this little house. It was a radio station. I can't remember the call letters, but he's telling me, you know, that's where Big Bopper got to start, right there. So to me, the Big Bopper was in there, you know, all the time. That's where the big, like, this Buddha that was in there, Big Bopper Buddha, in this little house in the middle of this pasture.
Like a long neck goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Kevin Russell is frontman for one of Austin's best known and most unclassifiable music groups, the Gourds. His hometown, in the heart of what's called the Golden Triangle, had an enormous impact on his music.
I like to play Belmont because I feel like they understand what I do, you know. It's like, and they do, they get it. I mean, it's different rain you get down there. Heavy, big, fat drops. Huge. Because they get those afternoon showers and the streets steam up. It's just, I love that.
If a symbol are equal,
shake a chandelier, shake a chandelier, shake a chandelier.
On a Saturday night, everyone piles into the car for a drive from Lafayette to Brobridge, maybe 20 minutes away. There's a dance hall over there called La Poussière. It's not much more than a shack with a low ceiling and dim lights. But man, the dancing. The music goes on all night. But even before we get there, someone in the back seat starts telling a story, and suddenly, unselfconsciously, he erupts into song. What a wonderful thing it is to be able to straddle the state line, the Texas storytellers on one side, the Louisiana rhythms on the other. But if you let yourself cross those bridges without paying much attention to the borders, you just might find yourself a little transformed by the French Connection.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
We've only just begun to scratch the surface of the French Connection. We invite you to learn more at our timeline on our website at kutx.org. Better still, if you can find the time, plan your own road trip and discover more great music and the people behind it. The French Connection is a production of the Texas Music Matters Unit at KUT and KUTX in Austin. Our timeline was developed by Art Levy, and the senior producer of our special was Haley Howell. On behalf of the Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best.
Let's go.